let's just add. You ready? We're good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Add one or two points to what we discussed last time. Last time we discussed, and we're not going to repeat this today, Hakira about this din of Shava Kesef, the status of Shava Kesef. Two interesting things that came up. Number one, the Rashba,
right here in our
sugya, brings down an interesting shita, which it's not found in most of the Rishonim, but the Rash brings it down a number of times, right here in his on the Gemara here, and in the Shut Rashba that I put, and the Shut Rashba 7 Simonim later follows up. The guy writes back to him. He writes back to him. Apparently, it was not a knockout blow when the Rashba wrote to the fellow his shita. They continue with another round. So he brings down the shita that Hai Shavadina the Ketani Inkalim Radavka Metalfili Hol Nasla Karka Bigusha Einim Mekudeshes Chem Bim Chuber the Karka. Some people say it's only that, yes, you can use Shava Kesef for Kedushin, but you have to give her metaltalin and not karka. The question is, why do these people say, now here he says Ikalamimer, some people say, we know that it's not just that you could theoretically say, or that he found something in a book called the Sefer Heter. We know from the Tshuva that in his day there were Rabbanim who paskin that you have to use metaltalin for Kedushin, you can't use karka, you can't give a woman land or a building attached to the land or anything attached to the land for Kedushin, you have to give her dafka metaltalin, or else it wasn't a valid Kedushin. And these rabbis fought with, at least one of them fought with the Rashba in letters over this issue. And then he brings a raya. The raya is in Gittin. It talks about the different ways that a get of divorce and a bill of manumission of freeing an eved are the same. And the Gemara asked there, why didn't they list that they both need to be metaltalin and not mekorbel karka? And the answer, because that's also true for Kedushin. So it's before Gemara in Gittin that Kedushin needs to be metaltalin and not something mekorbel karka. The question is, what's the svara for the shita that it needs to be metaltalin and not mechorba l'karka? So the Rashba assumes that what's the svara for the shita? There is this mandamar, right? This mandamar is someone who discussed it with the Rashba. The Rashba also quotes that the Itter holds this, and if we ever get a chance to look at the Itter inside, it's not clear to me exactly where the Itter said this. I read the Itter, I didn't quite see exactly where he said this, but let's assume, right, this is the Iman de Omar, that Kiddushin, Iman de Omar, the Efsher Likadesh Isha, Bimetaltalin, the low bim chober lekarka. Okay, what's the svara? So, what does he quote here from the Itter as the svara? What, there's Kasev?
From get.
From get, right? After all, get needs to be bim etaltalin and not bim chober lekarka, or etalish, I'm not going to get into the difference between those words right now, and not bim chober lekarka. So he quotes the Sefer Itter that that just like a get, it seems pretty clear in the Gemara. It is clear in the Gemara in Gittin that you can't give a get mechorbel karka, it has to be talush. So likewise, Kiddushin. So that's what the Rashba quotes from the Itter. I don't know if anyone did get a chance to look up the Itter. The reason why I keep doubting this is not that I doubt the Rashba's interpretation, just if you look at where the Sefer Itter says this, he says this when he discusses Kiddushei Shtar. Kiddushei Shtar, of course, is learned from Shtar of Get. I mean, the Gemara says later, how do we know there's such thing as Kiddushei Shtar? Doesn't say so in the Bible anywhere. We know because since a Get can be a Shtar, Kiddushin could be a star. The hekesh b'avaya litzia, this week's parsha. If you can get divorced that way, you can get married that way. It's not just a swara, it's a hekesh. It's next to each other in the parsha. So that makes sense. Kiddushin star should have all the rules and be modeled after gerushin. That makes perfect sense, and that's consistent with the whole perek, or those blah that deal with kedushat shtar, equated always with girushin. And no one argues about that. Everyone agrees that kedushat shtar has to be tolish min hakarka. It can't be mechor min hakarka. The Rashba, though, the way he understood the Sefer Eter, again, you can go back and look afterwards if you think the Rashba, you understand the Rashba's basis, but at least the way the Rashba quoted the Sefer Eter, Hekesh Avayin Litziga is not only Kiddushay Shtar is compared to Get. All Kiddushay is compared to Get. That's the Kiddush of this Sefer Ha'eter, which, for now, we'll go with the Rashba. I've made my point. We'll go with the Rashba and assume that the Sefer Ha'eter holds this. That not only is Kiddushay Shtar Hukash to Get, which is a Dabar Pasha that everybody knows and that no one would ever argue on, but all of Kiddushay is compared to Get. Obviously, when it's possible. Bia is compared to Get. I don't know what would be possible to do practically with that. Shtar compared to Get in all ways, and Kedusha Kesev is compared to Get in ways where it would be appropriate, right? Get has to have words, Kedusha Kesev doesn't have to have words on it, that's obvious, but in ways where you could compare them, like a Get has to be the Talto, not attached to the ground, Kedusha Kesev also has to be not attached to the ground. So he says, the Svara is that even Kedusha Kesev is hukash to Get. And just like a Get has to be off metalatal, movable, likewise, Kedusha Kesev has to be movable. And that's where the Rashba himself disagrees, and he says that he's not so convinced. The Rashba himself disagrees and says only Kedusha Shtar is hukash to Get. So who said this Chiddush that Kedusha Kesev is hukash to Get? That's not something he accepts. But it is something that the Sefer Yitter accepts. That's one possible Svara. Now, if we were to ask, then, according to this Svara, why that they're arguing whether Kedusha Kesev is Hukash to Get in this sense. What might be the Yisod of that Machlokes? The Yisod of that Machlokes could be, I think, one of two things. If you ask then, right, so what's the Svara one way? And what's the Svara the other way? what's the Svara for the Iter? And what's the Svara for the Rashba and the other Mishonim? Let's get another color. Fizeh Yisod HaMachlokes. I think the Iter thing, two assumptions. And I think that it might depend on that. Number one, something not clear in the Bavli. Why can't I give a get b'mechor b'lekarka? Why can't, if I wanted to work with my wife, why can't I write the get on the wall? Or write the get on the carpet, the concrete on the ground? So one shot is v'nosam b'yada, because metaltalin I can put in her hand. Karka I can transfer to her. Now, I know I don't have to literally put it in her hand. But at least metaltalin is because I can put it in her house, right? Not only that, I can even, without getting to the details, but in the standard case, I can even just give her a house with the get, and that's good enough. But still, a metaphalin is the kind of thing I could put in her hand, right? Even though I don't literally put it in her hand, it can end up going from my hand to her hand. Karka is not the kind of thing you can put in someone's hand. You can transfer to someone's ownership, but you can't, that's the thing, metaphalin, you pick it up and you metaphal it. Mechubar l'karka, you can't really take in your hand. I mean, maybe I can, like, grab, you know, a pillar or something, but I'm not really holding it in my hand. I'm just, you know, holding onto it with my hand. So that's what that's one pshat. One pshat is v'nosam b'yada. However, there's another pshat as well. What's the other pshat? Sefer. It says sefer krisus. It's a big machlokes tanoim. What does it mean that a get has to be a sefer? There's one day in the tanoim. There's no day that has to be a literal book, like on paper. Everyone agrees it can be carved into wood or metal, etc. There's one day that, no, it has to be like something that people normally like would use to convey writing. Meaning it can't be foods, it can't be live animals, it has to be like the kind of kli people often, you know, use to like record information on. So there is a day that a sefer is very literal. Again, I don't mean it has to be like a scroll, but very literal, something that people use for writing. We don't paskin that way. We paskin sefer could be anything you write on, but still, maybe safer at least means something that something a tauflin, you can call it safer. A safer is something which you write on and then can like bring to someone and carry around to remember what's written on it. That's a safer. The ground is not a safer. The ground is the earth. It's not called a safer. Again, it's a little hard to figure out, you know, exactly how they shown them or Chazal knew how to draw the line, what's called safer, what called isn't. But clearly a tauflin is more of a safer than karka. So there are two opinions. Those are the only two opinions I know of as to why a get cannot be mechobel karka. One is because you need a hefta shel safer, and the other is because you need this scene of the other, mice and a sina, and chasar in the mice and a sina. If I were to ask you, which of those two makes more sense to transfer over to kesef kedushin, that you need a sefer or that you need nesina? What would you think?
Nesina.
Sefer seems to have something specifically to do with being written on and conveying written information. It's hard to imagine why, if I'm giving kesef, that should need to be a sefer. If I'm writing something, it needs to be a sefer. Then you have to ask, what's called a sefer, what is it? But if I'm not writing anything, if there's no words, then why being a sefer? On the other hand, nesina, kesef, nesina makes a lot of sense. Avram was not saying the kesef to Ephraim. There is such thing as nesina by kesef. The Gemara talks about it. Nasa nu v'yamrahim, nasa hi v'yamrahu.
Right.
What?
Kesef.
Right. So even right here, right? So perhaps one way of understanding it might be, one more local way of understanding it might be, and here again I'm speculating, we can't know for sure, is that maybe why, or svara lama, the svara as to, or let's say even better, the makor psol mechuber lekarka the get. If you say that it's because of sefer, then it doesn't make sense to extrapolate to Kedushei Kesef. Obviously, Kedushei Kesef is not a sefer. But if you say it's based on the Nasan, then it does make sense to extrapolate to Kedushei Kesef. That's one way of understanding the Yesod HaMachlokes. However, I think there's a perhaps deeper way to understand the Yesod HaMachlokes, which is, Don't get into the details of Gittin. What's the right model for Kedushei Kesef? There are two competing models for Kedushei Kesef here. The Itter is saying the model for Kedushei Kesef is Get. And what's the competing model for Kedushei Kesef?
Kicha Kicha.
Kicha Kicha is Dini Mamonos. Dini Mamonos. There's no restriction, there's no difference between metaltalin and karka. You can give anything you want, and that counts as a price. So maybe the question is, the appropriate model for Kiddushei Kesef, which obviously should remind us of things later on this Makor sheet, meaning the lumdish nature of Kedushei Kesef. Maybe the real question is, what's the nature of Kedushei Kesef? Right? One possibility is, right, this would be sort of the Shita of the Rashba. This would be the Shita of the Itter. One possibility is that Kedushei Kesef is Kedushei Kesef is similar to Kinyan Mamon. It's similar to buying and selling. In buying and selling, we have no makor to distinguish between karka and metaltalin. Or no. Kiddushei Kesef is similar to get. And, for that matter, Kiddushei Shtar. Basically, the question here is, what's the nature of Kiddushei Kesef? Do we model it after Dini Mamonos, where there's no formal ritual requirements here? Or do we model Kiddushei Kesef off get, which has a very ritualized process?
Am I right in assuming that we want to know if whether the Kesef Kiddushin is part of the Tekkes of Kiddushin? In other words, you do need a Haknah of the Chomiker.
The Chomiker, right. But, let me just, if it's similar to Kinyan Mamon, then, any item of value suffices. If it's similar to get, no. There are ritual requirements in the Nesina. So do you need a ritual Nesina like by get? I know, you ever see someone, you ever see a get? It's a very ritualized tekkes.
Yeah.
Or do we say, no, you just need to transfer value to someone like the Kinyan Kesef that we learned from Stei Ephraim. This could be a very fundamental question. If really this is the sort of the machlokas, do you need a ritualized metalplin so you can do a ritualized mice in a sina like by get? Or no, you just need to transfer some value so that you can trade something like business. This could be, tie into the Chakira that we already have later in the Makor sheet, what's the nature of Kiddushei Kesef? Is Kiddushei Kesef really Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim, just buying and selling?
Okay.
Or is Kiddushei Kesef using money, but using money to accomplish some ritual which creates some Chalos Kiddusha and not merely buying and selling? So this could be a very fundamental question. This could be a very fundamental question which we'll come back to. Fundamental, maybe this is a fundamental debate about Kiddushei Kesef, because Kiddushei Kesef is a funny bird. On the one hand, it's Kiddushin. It's not about buying and selling. It's about marriage. It's about Kiddusha. On the other hand, Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim, it's you buy things for money. So what is it? Are you really buying something for money? Or are you really using money to perform a ritual act? Maybe that, but underlying my focus, Iter and Rashba, I can't promise anything. But perhaps.
Are you going to lead this for us into this month, Taz?
Yes, but like not immediately. Deal. Yes, but not immediately.
That's where you're going.
Yes, but not immediately. Okay. Now, let me just take that back for a second before we go on to discuss Kiddushei Kesef. I just want to point out that if you look in the Shut Rashba, which I put on this Makoros, and I wish I knew the name of the person who was arguing with the Rashba in the Shut Rashba. Sha'alta, he doesn't say who it was. Obviously, it was someone who was, more of a Bar Hachi, colleague of the Rashba, not a, not an ignorant, peasant. Because he asked the Rashba a question, the Rashba starts being medayek in the question. The Rashba then gives a whole learned answer, and seven simanim later, I don't know how long that took, but seven simanim later in the published book, the guy writes back to the Rashba and defends himself, and the Rashba has to write back. So obviously this is someone the Rashba engaged in halachic debate with, not just someone who asked questions and took the Rashba's answers as psak. So whoever this was said, right? This guy thinks Kiddushin is not valid using karka. But what's fascinating is that there's a bit of a I think there's a bit of a disconnect in this Shut Rashba. The Odomar called Rashba Omer Sadeh Mechurlach was Sadeh Shachaf, Misha Hefzeh, Sadeh Chavir, Eina, Sadeh Shalokon, and Chavir, Tshuva. Harab Bala Interkasa, because of Havayah, Litzia, etc. Says, yeah, you're like that Bala Inter who learned from Get that you can't do Kiddushin with Karka. But Rashba didn't literally say that. The Rashba was basically saying, if I'm going to give any credence to what you're saying, I guess I'll put it together with it. It's Iter, and then disprove it. But this fellow who asked the question, Rashba, was not holding like the Iter. His svar was not because he learned the Havaya and Litzia from Get. What was his reason? His reason was because he learned from Sefer or from Venosan, from Gittin? What was his reason? The Samachta Al he relied on. En Kicha Ela B'Kesef. He learned it from Kesef. Meaning, he wasn't saying something specific about Kiddushin and Lishit Begin. He was saying, general kesef, in all the Torah when we talk about money, in all monetary law, kesef means metaltalin. Kesef does not mean karka. And that's why the fellow said, it's not only kiddushin that I think is not chal, if you give a woman karka. I also can't buy your field for karka. If I give you a field, I can't buy your field. If I give you a dollar, I can buy your field. If I give you a ring, I can buy your field. If I give you a horse or a phone, I can buy your field. If I give you a field, I can't buy your field. Why? Because karka is nicknamed the kesef shtar v'chazaka. And I haven't given you kesef. I've given you karka. So this shoal on the Shohar Rashba seems to have had a totally different svara. The Rashba conflated them. The Rashba tried to like squeeze him into the itter and say, oh, you're on the itter side. But he's not on the itter side. He's not learning from get. His svara was that karka is not called, or let me say a little better. All right, we'll leave it for now. Karka is not called kesef, and you can't do kiddushin, or buy a field by giving karka. He's not saying anything about the ritual requirements of kiddushin. He's just saying there's a din of kinyan kesef in the Torah, and karka's not kesef. What he's saying is that in kol Torah kula shava kesef ki kesef. But what kind of shava kesef is kesef? Metaltalin is shava kesef ki kesef. Karka is not called kesef. And that's what he's saying. What he's saying is that metaltalin equals shava kesef ki kesef. Karka, this is a not equal sign for those who forgot our high school math, is not called kesef. That's a different svara. It's not something about gittin and kiddushin and the psukim that it says in Parshas Ki Tetzeh. It's about the moment it says, you know, it says in Yirmiyah Sodos, but kesef yiknu. Kesef means money or telephones or computers or horses or books or jewelry or coats. But it doesn't mean land and buildings. And it says by Abraham, he gave it from kesef. Now, we know what kind of kesef he gave him, but the kind of kesef he could have given him is horses or cows or camels or soda or lollipops, but not land and buildings. It's just, it's not called kesef for kinyanim and kol Torah kula. Anyone know what earlier Rishon this shoal might have based himself on? I can't prove it. I don't even know his name.
Okay. Abraham couldn't have given him lollipops because there was no Zeres HaKalsi. There was no Zeres Sheva before Matthew Torah.
Who knows? That depends. Was a slur or not? Abraham couldn't give him lollipops because they hadn't invented lollipops yet. That's the real reason. He could have given him cows or horses or camels. I'm willing to commit myself to that. But he couldn't have given him lollipops because they weren't invented yet. Now, anyone think of a Rishon who this shoal might base the savant? Say, really, when we talk about Shava Kesef, we mean Metaltalin. Karka is not Shava Kesef.
I have data from Tosos when he says that what we would learn from Eben Ivri to Nezikin, he says, we can't learn because, to learn Shava Kesef, we can't learn that because by Nezikin you need Meta.
No, but Adrabah, that means Shava Kesef of Karka is Kekesef, but you need to give Metav. Because Tosfos, if you gave land, you would need to give Metav.
Why do you need a marker for Shava Kesef if you already know there's Metav by Zika?
Okay, that's just telling you that Shava Kesef also includes Metaltalin, even if they're not such Metav. Doesn't mean only Metaltalin. That just means you need it for also Metaltalin. I think Morty said the Rambam is absolutely correct. Remember the Rambams that we mentioned last time? I also did not bring in the paper from last time, so no one should feel bad. The Rambam that we mentioned last time, what did the Rambam say? The Rambam says, if you're paying a debt, you should pay with money or any other metaltalin. You should only pay with land if you have no metaltalin. Sounds like metaltalin is a status of money and land doesn't. What does Rambam see by Nezikin? Which is against, it's not against any Gemara, but it's not found in any wine in the Gemara, it's only his svara. He says you have to pay with Money or any other metaltalin. Only if you don't have money or metaltalin, you pay metaf sadeh and metaf karkel. The Rambam seems to say that metaltalin is like money, and I think twice he said metaltalin is like money in a chiddush din. I was about to say he invented it. Doesn't mean he invented it. Who knows? Maybe Rebbein held that. But he's mechadish a din that other rishonim don't hold, right? In a chiddush din, he says metaltalin counts like kesef. That if you owe me money, you have to give me metaltalin, not land. If you damage me, you have to give me metaltalin, not land. And once he has a great formulation. Two Rambams are a din. One Rambam is a formulation. He tells us a formulation that a din that's not a chiddush, but the formulation is the chiddush, and that is in. Did I write Erechin Perek Zayin Alach Aleph? Yes. In Erechin Perek Zayin Alach Aleph, he tells us something that's not a chiddush. Ha'akdeishos ain't potos lo b'karkim lo b'avodim lo b'shtaros. You can be potos hekdesh with metaltalin, not avodim, karkim, shtaros. That's not a chiddush. That's in the Gemara, and Tosfos quoted it. But the chiddush is how he expresses himself. Why? Shneimar v'nasan es hakesef. Echad kesef ve'echad shar metaltalin sheshavin kesef afilu sumin. Kesef. Kesef means kesef or other metaltalin that are shavin kesef. Right? Tosfos said, how do we know the rules of hekdesh from a klal prat to klal? Rambam says, no klal prat to klal here. Kesef means money or other metaltalin that count like money. And he throws in afilu sumin. The Gemara never says afilu sumin when it comes to pigyon hekdesh. Where does the Gemara say afilu sumin? Nizikin. What the Rambam's doing is he's saying, ah, yashiv l'rabo shavakesef afilu sumin. I am connecting by throwing this word to v'nosif sakesef by hekdesh, and I'm making one big pattern. Just like by nizikin, kesef means kesef or metaltalin, giving karkas b'dievet, and I'll be mechadesh without a bucker in the Gemara at all, that by paying debts, kesef means kesef or metaltalin, and money and land is only b'dievet. Likewise by hekdesh, v'nosif sakesef, he doesn't even quote a klal or prat to klal. V'nasin ha-kesef means kesef or metaltalin, because metaltalin or shavu kesef, and shavu kesef is kekesef afilu subin. The Rambam seems to have a unique shita that shavu kesef kekesef means metaltalin. Basically, the word kesef means things of value that you can take with you, that you can bring to the store, right? Barter economy. You can bring a lot of things to the store. You can't bring the cocker to the store. I understand you could transfer it in various legal ways, but it's not kesef. You can't put it in your pocket and bring it with you. So I think, even though the Shoal and Rashba, we don't know his name, we don't even have his words, we just have the Rashba's summary of his words. But it's obvious to me that whoever this person was owned a full set of Rambam, and wasn't, I mean, that's not such a fish. I mean, in the Rashba's time, all the Talmid Chacham had a set of Rambam. And was inspired by the Rambam, was following the sheet of the Rambam. Does that mean I can promise you the Rambam would agree with this conclusion? I can't promise you he would, but it's quite possible. So Nirlani is deity that this is the right Yesh Lomar Shemokor Manda Omarzu Meha Rambam, because the Rambam in three places, again, one Chiddush Din that the debtor has to pay money or metaltalin equally, and kesef is sukbet, and land is sukbet. One chiddush din, the mazik has to pay money or metaltalin equally, and land is sukbet, even though it's not what sounds like for the Gemara. And one chiddush formulation, the reason you need metaltalin to be po the hekdesh is it says kesef, and shava kesef is kesef. Not because of klal or prat klal. Not because of an exclusion of karga. Because it says kesef. So, may a Rambam, the savar, the shava kesef, Dimetaltalin, sorry, but let me say a little better, that the Rambam holds the din shave kesef kikesef myri davka dimetaltalin. And why? Because metaltalin, why kesef? What's it? Before they invented coins, you brought your chickens to the store and you bought something with your chickens. Or you bought something with your suba even, if that's what you produced. And you traded for what the other guy produced. But not karka. Okay, so these are two totally different ways. There's the shita floating around in the Rashba. I think there's not one shita, there's two totally different shitas like this, based on two totally different angles, one based on just ideas about money, and one based on ideas about the ritual of Kiddusha. Now, the last thing I wanted to point out, which will tie into this, is the fascinating question of the Pnei Yoshua.
Yes? According to the Ramban and the Rashi that he quoted the last year, that if there's haskama satzadim, we don't really care as long as they both agree that they got what they wanted to, that it's okay. So even here by karka, unless, I mean, you have to go on anacha, but you require a chetz of kesef.
I agree, meaning, it's interesting, the three cases of the Rambam were not bahaskama tatzadim. Right? Okay. Paying a chov is not haskamat hatzadim. Paying mazik is not the haskamat hatzadim. Means I'm forcing him to take this mode of payment. And hektish is not haskamat hatzadim because, you know, I don't ask God's particular opinion about how he wants to let me redeem this particular item of hektish. So I totally agree with you. You'd have to deny that shita in order to, you'd have to deny that's for the Rabban and the Rashba l'chora in order to agree unless with the shita. Remember, this isn't the Rashba. This is the guy the Rashba disagrees with.
Unless the guy helped, I don't know the guy.
The rabbi.
I mean, unless he agrees with the swear of the Rambam, but the Rambam wouldn't necessarily agree
correct.
With the
implication. So at that point, we don't have anything firm to hold on to, so we'll just have to leave that. I don't want to speculate when I have nothing to actually, no evidence. Now, the last thing I want to point out is an interesting discussion of Tnei Yoshua, which is, if you recall, we had a machlokes, what's the svar about Shavek Kesef Kekesef? Before we move on to the Gemara, right? Shavek Kesef Kekesef Svara or Gzeres HaKasef. Okay, maybe Gzeres HaKasef is a little bit of a strong formulation. Svara or Chiddush of a Drasha. So if you remember, we had three shitas, right? Three quoted in the Tosfos Toch said Svara. You only need a drasha when you would have a counter drasha that you have to get out of. Tosfos on our daf said, nope, Gzeres HaKasef. And the Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva said, Bekidushin, etc., it's a Svara. And Eved Ivri, meaning, I don't like to say Eved Ivri, let's be very specific. Right? This is called Giron Kesef, right? Pidyon Eved Ivri, right? I'll use the phrase Giron Kesef. Giron Kesef is just the phrase they use sometimes in Gemara based on the Lashon of the Pasuk of how the Eved Ivri can, against his will, pay back, against the master's will, pay back the rest of the money and go free. Big Giron Kesef. The Chuli, it's a Gzeres HaKasef. If you think about it, everyone holds it's a Svara in Kiddushin except for Tosos. Except for Tosfos, the Yom Rishon was a one day like this. But in terms of what's the main day of a certain Rishon, everyone holds that at least in Kiddushin is the Svara except for Tosfos. Tosfos here is an outlier. Tosfos a lot of Bali Tosfos. But it's not all the Bali Tosfos. The three disagreed, according to the Tosfos Toch. So our Tosfos on the Daf is an outlier. Now, this may or may not be a valid question, but the Achronim are interested in this question. Why did Tosfos think it is not valid misvara? Why did Tosfos think misvara Shavek Kesef is not valid in Kiddushin? Let me be very more specific even. Think that Ein Mekadshin the Shavek Kesef misvara. Or think that misvara, you can't use Shavek Kesef for Kiddushin, which is again a bit of a shitas yachid. Now, that's not necessarily a valid question, like he thought that. But it's interesting, there's some achronim who debate this. The Pnei Yoshua, in part of that discussion, which, you know, I realize was intricate and we didn't go through this step by step, debates whether it was a svara or not a svara, or why they thought that. And the Chiddushei Ra'ah, I don't know if anyone noticed, in the Kovetz, in this Kovetz, there's a Chiddushei Ra'ah in Kiddushin, only in the first few blot. It's obviously not the Chiddushei of the Ra'ah. If you read it, it is clearly in the style of the, more in the style of the early Achronim, when the Mefalpel and Tosos to explain how Tosos got to every Havi and every Maskana. You know, it's all basically a comment on every line of Tosfos, what it holds compared to the line before, which is the classic style of the earliest Achronim. So it's a chidushim yuchasim l'ra'ah. They're clearly not. If they're really a chidushim l'ra'ah, they would sound like the Rikva and the Rashba. So, in the chidushim l'ra'ah, he says, why did Tosos think this? He said, for textual reasons. Says the chidushim yuchasim l'ra'ah. Chidushim yuchasim l'ra'ah. He says, for textual reasons. Anyone think of a textual diuk in the Mishnah? Why you might think that Shabbat Kesef is a Svara? What does the Mishnah say and what could it have said? Which Tosfos already points out. The Mishnah says, the Kesef, the Dinar, Shabbat Dinar, the Pruta, Shabbat Pruta. What could the Mishnah have said? Just the Shabbat Pruta.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Right, if the Mishnah had said Shabbat Pruta, would it be missing anything?
No.
If the Mishnah had said, the Kesef, Beishamigar, Rushava Dinar, Beishilla, Rushava Pruta.
Right.
We still would have known you can use a Pruta, right? A Pruta, Shava Pruta. We still would have known you can use a Dinar, Shava Dinar. We wouldn't have been missing anything if it had just said Shava Pruta and just said Shava Dinar, which is exactly what Tosfos points out in the beginning of the Rasul Pruta. Tame Adul Hamla Misael, Shava Pruta. Right? So there are connects, again, this is the Derech of the, it's not what we usually do, the Derech of many of the early Achronim, connecting different parts of Tosfos and showing how Alpilumdas one follows after another. The Ra'as, Michasim Ra'as says, that, Tosfos is starting from a textual diyuk. There's an extra word in the Mishnah, the dinar, and an extra word, bepruta. Okay. It should have just said shavu, like it does in other parts of Halacha. Right, in Bava Metzia'ah, when it's discussing other things, it just talks about shavu. It doesn't talk about the pruta itself. So Tosfos here gives the whole explanation. So why did it throw in the pruta? So the answer is, Mishum the Tanakan bekesef, because it says bekesef, therefore it's segueing to dinar, explains the Ra'ah, that Tosfos did not just say, well, stop, kesef, dinar, they throw in a dinar, silver, kesef, silver, it sounds good. That Tosfos is making a diuk in the Mishnah. If it had been obvious you could do shava kesef, the Mishnah would have just said shava kesef. Shava Pruta and Shava Dinar. Why don't you say Dinar and Shava Dinar? Pruta and Shava Pruta? Because really, you would think it's only a Dinar. There's a Chiddush Shava Dinar. You would think it's only a Pruta. There's a Chiddush Shava Pruta. So he says Tosfos is based on a Diak in the Mishnah. It must be that it's not a Svara. If it was a Svara that Shava Pruta counts, it would have just said Shava Pruta. It must be, no, Misvara only a Pruta counts. There's a limud for Shava Pruta, Misvar only a dinar. There's a limud for Shava Dinar. And that's what the Mishnah is hinting us by saying dinar vishava dinar, dinar misvara, Shava Dinar, Xeris Akasav, Pruta Misvara, Shava Pruta, Xeris Akasav. So he says textual reasons from the extra word dinar and Pruta. Shows us that a dinar is not equal to Shava Dinar. One is a Svara and one is a Xeris Akasav, and a Pruta is not equal to Shava Pruta. No, he wouldn't go that far, but at least theoretically. That's quite possible. However, the Pnei Yoshua says something very fascinating. I don't know if anyone got a chance, I put in brackets to look at, or if Gustman has a really, we'll quote it again here and there, a masterful first sentence. Okay, I happen to be of the opinion that almost everything that Gustman writes is masterful. Okay, not the case. Now, I'm not recommending the ones that were published posthumously from the tapes. Those are very nice, but, you know, it's not the same as what he would have written. But the ones he wrote in his lifetime are really masterful. But Rav Gustman here picks up on this Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua has an interesting line. He says, why was Tosfos sure it wasn't a Svara? So he says, I have this, I think that's the core sheet, Pnei Yoshua. He has an interesting line here. He says, the Marsha thinks the Svara. The Marsha keeps saying, it should be a Svara, should be a Svara, should be a Svara. Like, every time Tosfos thinks it's not a Svara, the Marsha is like, what could possibly have made them think it wasn't a Svara? Isn't it obvious that it's a Svara? Okay, so the Ra'ah responds to the Marsha, and I don't know if he actually responded, because I don't know who he was, and says, they had a Diyuk which made them think it wasn't a Svara. The Pnei Yoshua says, no, they had a longish reason. He says, at the end of the first paragraph. There is no svara that Shava Kesef counts for Kedushin. Why not? Came into Kedushin Kesef, Bedinar, Bepruta, Eina, Alexeris Hakasav. Because Kedushin Kesef, Bepruta, Bedinar is Alexeris Hakasav. Now, what does Ben Yeshua mean by this? Meaning, Everything is, what is it, Xeris HaKasav? Everything is from the Torah, right? All the things we do with Kesef are from the Torah. Onus and Mephat has to pay is also from the Torah. And the fact that a Mazik has to pay for the Arba Abos Nezikin, right? Ashur, Vabor, Mav, Hever is also Xeris HaKasav. No, that's not what the pain is. He knows that, you know, there are very few things in our religion that aren't found in the Kasav, right? Okay, there's a few things you would have figured out on your own. But most of the details we need the custom for. He doesn't mean we learn it from a custom. What he means is there's a custom, like it's a chiddush. It's not something logical. It's something which is a total chiddush of a pasuk that doesn't actually make logical sense. And what is he trying to say here? I think what he's trying to say is this. If you told me I could buy land for money, that makes a lot of sense. Of course, that's how you do business. You buy things for money. And then it makes sense that it doesn't have to be Davka coin. Shavu Kesef and Kesef. I give you X, you give me Y in exchange. That makes perfect sense. If you told me Midoraisa, the way most Rishon and Paskin, I could buy a cow for money. I don't have to give you money for a cow. I can also give you furniture for a cow. I can also give you a computer for a cow. That makes perfect sense. It makes sense that you should be able to buy something for something else. But Kiddushin, he says, Bedina Reputa Xeris HaKasav. Why is Kiddushin Xeris HaKasav? Because...
Because marriage.
You're not buying a... Meaning, I'm not being politically correct here. There is such thing in the Torah as buying people, right? There's such thing as avdus.
Yeah.
But that's not what you're doing when you are getting married, right? You want to buy someone in the old days, you'd go to the shuk and they'd sell slaves there. But that's a very, very different kind of thing. That's not what you're doing under the chuppah. You're getting married. Right? Ki yikach ish isha, taking a wife is not the same as buying something. And after all, we'll have to get to this, the simple shot is, you're not actually, are you paying the value of a wife? I don't understand. If I got married, I still vaguely remember all those decades ago that I actually did. I mean, luckily, there's like a video and album, so I clearly recall that I had a chuppah b'kiddushin, kedas Moshe b'Yisrael, and I gave my wife what?
That's why the weddings aren't on Shabbos.
I gave my wife a ring. I understand. The ring is the price of the wife. I know we'll have to deal with
it. We'll deal with
it. Pashtus, like the Taz says that we're about to mention. No, this is not like a real estate transaction. If I give you something for a field, I'm giving you the value of the field. We're trading. That's not Xeris HaKasav. That's okay. Obviously, there's some Torah halachas that might be different from the universal code of commerce, the universal whatever it's called. But it's a basic svara. I assume all human beings from the time we emerged from the caves, we all understood that I give you something and you give me this in exchange. But that's not what's going on when you get married. So why am I giving my wife a pruta or a dinar in order to get married? So, says the Yeshua, Xeris HaKasav. It's not obvious. It doesn't obviously make sense. It's Xeris HaKasav. So says the Yeshua, hold on a second. In regular dini mamonos, the idea of kesef is exchange of value, is making it worth someone's while. When it comes to Kedusha Kesef, that's not what we're doing. It's a Xeris HaKasav. It's a ritual. Why we do the ritual this way, maybe we'll discuss. But it's a ritual. And therefore, Misvara, why should show the Kesef for a ritual? After all, in a ritual, I don't know, as Chalitz says, a ritual, you need a certain kind of shoe. You can't use a different kind of shoe. You know, Lulav and Esrog, you can't use a different kind of fruit. Shofar, you can't use a different kind of horn. There's a lot of rituals. And again, Chalitz is a good one. It's even between two people. Not every ritual can you just use something else that makes sense to us and that makes everyone happy. The Nimamun is if everyone's happy and it seems like a good deal to you, it seems like a good deal to me. The Torah doesn't care. But in rituals, that's not true. Even if we're all happy for me to do something other than the shoe for Chalitza, it doesn't matter. If we're all happy to get divorced without this, without a piece of parchment, it doesn't matter. Right? There's a ritual. So therefore, that tells us why it's supposed to be a Svara. Because this is a ritual. It's a Kesef. In a ritual, if the Torah says Kesef, maybe you need Davka Kesef for that ritual. Who says that you can use something else of value? It's not, the issue's not business in the first place. If the issue is a ritual and not business, then there's no svar I can give you something else. Maybe I have to give you a certain ritualized object. And a coin, why is a coin a ritualized object? I don't know, but You know, money, there are plenty of rituals surrounding money. There's plenty of psychological valence to cash. And the Torah is gold, so that I use a coin. So that's what Yeshua says. He says, because Kiddushin Bekesef is Gzeres HaKosov, meaning there's a fundamental difference in Kiddushin and everything else we're discussing. Everything else we're discussing is about paying for what you're getting. The Zikin is, I ripped your coat, I gave you for a new coat. Even Evan Ivri is, I bought your work for so much money, I'm giving you the money instead of the work, which is worth the same amount. These are all just exchanges of value. Okay, the, obviously, even Pinyon Hektish. Pinyon Hektish, each London, it's a bit of Xeris Akasov, but on the other hand, it makes sense. Hektish has something worth $100, I'm giving Hektish $100 in trading. The one thing that makes the least sense of all these things is Kedusha Kesef. Because I'm not trading the pruta for the woman. The woman's not worth a pruta. And I'm not buying her. I mean, we'll have to see what that means. But simple shot. So therefore, he says that makes perfect sense. This is a... it's a Lundish reason. What's the Lundish reason? That Kiddushei Kesef is not about paying for an exchange, but it's a ritual. And if it's a ritual, then we svara, why should Shabbat Kesef be like Kesef? Rituals are ritualized. So well, the Tosfos will figure out that we can talk and learn that Shabbat Kesef is like Kesef, but it's not such a pasha thing. I think that's what the Pnei Yoshua is saying. Of course, Yesh Ladin always. Maybe what he means, not that it's a ritual, but that in the end, maybe you are buying something that's a chiddush, you can buy it, but I think the simple shot is that he's saying it's a ritual. And this brings us, really, to the next question we have, which is, what's the nature of Kiddushei Kesef, where, on the one hand, this and that. On the one hand, Kiddushei Kesef really sounds like buying and selling. Say if I go to the grocery store, I give them money, and I take a quart of milk. On the other hand, it's not like going to the grocery store and buying a quart of milk. So what is this thing of Kiddushei Kesef? First, we'll just take a question.
Isn't that related to later on what we're talking about? What's actually the kinyan of Kesef by regular Mecca? Is it the value, or is it... And because if it's just the thing that you're doing, then the spar would be okay here.
Okay, fair enough. So let us move on to that. Maybe I'll say it a little differently, but the basic idea. Let's go to the next question we have. The Gemara asks, says the Gemara, Ha'isha nikneis, ma'ishna ha'chutani isha nikneis, ma'ishna ha'chutani ish matanish. This Gemara so far sounds very neutral. It doesn't say we should X, it doesn't say we should Y. It just says there's a fact. The first paragraph of Kiddushin is called Ha'isha nikneis. The second paragraph of Kiddushin is called Ha'ish mekadesh. How come, the later they'll ask, why is one the Isha and one the Ish? How come here it's Lashon Kinyan and there it's Lashon Kiddushin? So the answer is, you're going to go, why the Misni Kesef? Because you want to teach Kesef. The Kesef Menolik, after all, what does it say? Isha Nikneis Shal Shkrochen, the Nikneis, the Kesef. First thing we want to say is Kesef. And how do we know Kinyan Kesef? Gomer Kichu Kichu Misnei Ephraim, right? This is basically the maskana of the Gemara later on. The main makor, the ikar makor for Kiddushei Kesef is Kichu Kichu Misnei Ephraim. Sivhach Ki Yikach Ishisha, that's in this week's parashah. Sivhasam Nasati Kesef Asadeh Kach Mimeni. By Avram, buying the Marisa Achila from Ephraim Achiti. So we know that Kiddushei Kesef was learned from the Lashon Kicha from Tzvei Ephron, the Kicha Ekri Kenyan, and we know that the Kicha of Asadeh is called Kenyan. How do we know? Dechsev Hasadeh Shekana Avraham. Right? The field of Avraham was Kona, so therefore the Kicha of Tzvei Ephron is called Kenyan. Therefore, the Kicha of Isha is also called Kenyan when we're talking about the context of Tzvei Ephron, of Kesef. Therefore, when we're mentioning Kesef, we use the Lashon Kenyan. Because that's connected to Kiddushei Kesef. Inami, son is because of Yeknu, or because it says in Yirmiyah, son is because of Yeknu. Okay, why do we need the Inami from Nevi'im? We have Pasuk and Chumash. Tosfos says, just so you wouldn't think that Hasadesh or Kana Avraham is maybe Kana means when he later did Chazaka or something, but Kana doesn't mean the Kesef. We say, son is by Kesef Yeknu. The Kesef is called Kenyan. Okay, so we use a Lashon, we learn from Tzvei Ephron. Now, before we go on in the Gemara, is a fascinating question. What's the nature of this connection to Stay Ephraim? If you think about it, there are three types of Kiddushin here. Kesef, Shar, and Bia. Where's Bia learned from? Kiyikach, Ishisha, Uvala. Obviously, it's something very, very unique to Kiddushin. No other type of Chalos anywhere in the Torah will be Kamasu Bia, just because it doesn't have to do with anything else. Shtar?
Unless it's a paragraph for Shtamshu.
Correct. Although the Gemara sounds not that we live later on, because they assume that it doesn't work for Shifka, even though Chazaka does. Although, we'll get to it. Shtar, how do we know Kedusha Shtar? We'll see, we learn from Get, which is a very, you know, marriage-related thing. Okay, one direction, the other direction. One direction is happy, the other is sad, but they're both sort of parallel in terms of what they accomplish. Kesef, all of a sudden, Kedusha Kesef, we learn from buying a field. So, the question is, does this mean that Kedusha Kesef? Two questions. Let's start with the first question. First question is, within Kiddushin Kesef, forget about Shtar and Bia for now, is the Kiddushin Kesef of Kiddushin the same Kinyan Kesef as by a Sadeh? Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron? Right? There's really a comparison of Isha to Sadeh? Or perhaps no. It's not that we compare Isha to Sadeh. It's that we take the idea of Kesef from Sadeh and apply it to and apply it to Isha.
What would you say is the rule, forgetting about this case, in Gzera Shava, on which is it making difference that we are forced to learn everything?
Great question. The general rule of Gzera Shava, that's an excellent question. I'm very glad you asked. The general rule, usually when we have Gzera Shava to learn one thing from another thing, we learn one thing totally from the other thing. Right? So we would say, Ki Yikachish is exactly like Sadeh. That would be the general rule. However, okay, fair enough. However, sometimes we have just a svara that we can't learn too much because it's just obvious. And B, who says this is a Gzera Shava? It sounds like a Gzera Shava, right? But Tosfos points out one funny thing, right? Which is that the kicha of Kiddushin is the man taking the wife. The kich of stay Ephraim is not Avram taking the field. That would be a good parallel. It's rather Ephraim taking the money, right? So it's a little funny because the kich is not really about Avram getting the field. It's really about Ephraim taking the money. So Tosa says, he doesn't elaborate, he just says, okay, misnedrim. That's okay, no big deal, don't worry too much about it. But the Ritva says that, it doesn't have to be such a good connection, because it's not really Gzera Shava.
Just a Gilui Milsa.
It's just a Gilui Milsa. What does he mean by this? It's not really a comparison of Isha to Sadeh. It's not a comparison of Isha to Sadeh. It's just a Gilui Milsa. It's just a Gilui Milsa that it's just a Gilui Milsa that the word Kicha has implications of Kesef. But it's not really about the Kesef of Sadeh and Kinyan Sadeh and anything like that. It's just a hint that there's something called Kesef. Kesef over there is one thing. Kesef over here might be another thing. It's just a hint there's something called Kesef. So if we were just to ask this, you got the board, right?
Is it
Shat
Nila Kichan?
Should it means Kesef? It is a good question because, you know, how much to go in Pshat, meaning Pshat grammatically, I think clearly not, and you have plenty of lots of kichas which are not with kesef, right? The kochenu b'dvarim, etc. But at the very least, what we're saying is that the word kicha has connotations of kesef. The word kicha is associated with kesef, not that kiddushin is compared, not that a woman is compared to a field. That's the point. Not that a woman is compared to a field, rather that Kiddushin has Kesef. Now, yeah.
It's like a general direction with some of the details are similar. It's not absolute.
Not even some, just one. Mm-hmm. Only one detail. And that's why it's Beduyik. What did it say? Nasati Kesef Asadeh Kachmi Meni. What was he, Lokeach? He wasn't Lokeach the Sadeh. He was Lokeach the Kesef. He being Ephraim, not Avram. So it's not that buying a woman is like buying a Sadeh. No, it's that buying a woman is like Ephraim taking money, but buying a woman can't be like Ephraim taking money. That doesn't make any sense. Rather, since Ephraim took money, taking a woman must also have some money involved. Where that money is involved? Obviously in a different way, in a unique way that's appropriate for this setting. So here we have this fundamental hakira about kicha kicha mispei Ephraim. Kicha kicha mispei Ephraim. We could learn in perhaps in a number of ways. Just give me a second. You could say that what it means is that kinyan isha equals kinyan sode. Right? That's one way to take it. Kinyan isha, isha's nickname, the same as sode's nickname. That seems to be the pshat of Rashi, the Tosfos quotes in Daf Gimel. I didn't want to give all the Rishonim Daf Gimel, that's a whole sugya that we'll have to analyze, and then the Shach will tell you that sugya. But if you turn to Daf Gimel for a second, it says, the last five lines, the Ute Chalipin. You can't do Kiddushin through Chalipin. What's the Havi? You know you can do Kiddushin through Chalipin? Salat Chamina Ho, Vagomer Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim, Masad and Mitnim Chalipin, Afishan Amitim Chalipin. Since we learn Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim, just like you can buy a Sada with Chalipin, you can buy a woman with chalipin, or just like your koi, you can buy a woman with chalipin. Kamashwalan, that you can't. Why not? Okay, maybe just because, maybe hafinami, why not? It's a good zirishava. No, chalipin is a punch of fruit, or each punch of fruit, lomakti and nafsha. No, because a woman won't accept less than a shava fruta. It sounds like it's a good comparison, but there's a technical problem here, punch of shava fruta. So the simple shot in this Gemara, and Rashi might seem to follow the simple shot, as Gemara Tosa says, is that it's a general, right? It's a general comparison of, this is the Pashut shot in the Gemara Sof Daf Gimel of an Aleph, and the Mashmaus of Rashi there. Again, it's always hard to tell, like if Rashi just explains in a very simple way, does that necessarily mean that he's committing himself, or he's just not getting into it? So that's what it sounds like. It's a general comparison. Then, of course, Tosfos starts asking the question, hold on a second. If we have a general comparison of Isha to Sadeh, then why does Gemara ask, how do we know Kedusha Shtar? What should they just say? You can become a Sadeh B'Shtar, so Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim, you can become an Isha B'Shtar. And on that, why can't you become an Isha B'Chazaka? You can become a Sadeh B'Chazaka. So Tosa says, there are ways to answer that question, we'll get to it. But Tosa says, that's ridiculous. Tosa says, ridiculous. There is no Zereshava of Kenyan Isha being compared to Kenyan Sada. That's not what the Gemara meant at all. The Gemara did not mean Kenyan Isha is compared to Kenyan Sada. Rather, the Gemara meant something much more local. The Gemara said, after all, it tells us to be Medayik in our Gemara. The Gemara said, why did they say Isha nicknames? Because they wanted to say Kesef. And Kiddusha Kesef is learned from Stei Ephraim. Why didn't they just say they said Isha nicknames? Because Kiddusha is learned from Stei Ephraim. They didn't say Kiddusha is learned from Stei Ephraim. They said Kiddusha Kesef is learned from Stei Ephraim. So what does it sound? It sounds here like, no, Kiddusha in general is not compared to Stei Ephraim. Only Kiddusha Kesef is compared to Stei Ephraim. That's the Shita of Tosfos. Right? Says Tosfos right there. Says Tosfos. Tosfos says, the Kaven is like a dike, the Chachal of Migra, Kinyone Ishim, Kinyone Sada. How can you think you learn Kinyone Ishim, Kinyone Sada? That's ridiculous. Rather, what's the truth? Hamaksha, Shehiksha, Tchila. Obviously, a woman's not like a son in general. That's not what kicha means. That's ridiculous. Rather, Ella lekesdogar meaning son lekesadavka. We only learn kiddusha kesef from sade. Okay, so what's the hav mina of chalipin? The hav mina is not that we learn all the rules of isha from sade. No, it's only kesef. The hav mina is that chalipin is part of kesef. Havin, the chalipin and kesef are the same thing. After all, they sort of look like the same thing. Kesef is like pay you for something. Chalipin is like trade you for something. Once we know Shabbat kesef is like kesef, so what's the difference between kesef and chalipin? Okay, we're not going to answer that question now, but you see the havin, you know, the chalipin is just kesef. Well, this is a different word for kesef.
Well, because Tosos himself is not so sure that that Shara Kesef is Kesef.
So we only learn Kiddushe Kesef from Kinyan Sadeh B'Kesef. It's not a general comparison. It's only for one. There are three modalities of Kiddushin. One of those modalities is learned from Sadeh. The others are not. It's not a general comparison. Even within this, one could take it in two directions. One could say that Kiddushe Kesef equals, I don't know, woman in general is not like a Sadeh, but the Kiddushe Kesef is the same as Kinyan Sadeh B'Kesef. If you want to choose the track of Kiddushin, you're doing it similar to how we do Kinyan Sadeh B'Kesef. Or you could say, based on the Ritva, on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, no, it's not even that Kiddushe Kesef is the same as Kinyan Kesef. It's that, and this, by the way, was the assumption, we'll see, of the Taz, that Kiddushe Kesef is the same as Kinyan Kesef. It's not even that Kiddushe Kesef is the same as Kinyan Kesef. It's that Kiddushin has Kesef. But that doesn't mean it's the same as Kinyan Kesef of Fiyah. So he's saying, really, no. It's that it's not like Sadeh at all. Rather, just we learn that Kiddushin has Kesef. We just learned that that's what it sounds like in the Ritva. We're not even comparing one of the three modalities to Sadeh. We're just learning that there's an Indian of Kesef. What's the Indian of Kesef? Don't mean of Hoki Asra, whatever the appropriate way to do the Indian of Kesef here is.
All right, that's the same as the assumption that Tosos will be on the left side of the world. That in the Havamina for Shabbat Kesef is not compared to that. You're not learning from Sadeh, that it's a whole place.
Correct. This fits the Pnei Yoshua. What does Pnei Yoshua says? I understand the smarish of a Kesef Kesef by business, but not by Kiddushin. Because Kiddushin is not business. Why? Isn't the Torah telling us Kiddushin is business? No, the Torah is telling us Kiddushin has Kesef. Meaning, the Torah is not telling us Kiddushin used the same Kesef that Avram and Ephraim would have. No, just the word Kesef goes to Kiddushin. But does the word Kesef by Kiddushin mean the same thing that it means by Sadeh? Maybe, maybe not. That you need a pasuk to teach us Misvara not. So this fits well with the Pnei Yehoshua by Shavu Kesef, who says, no, this is Xeris HaKosef. Now, the fact is Xeris HaKosef done, but the fact he says that by business transactions, of course Shavu Kesef be Kesef, but Misvara by Kiddushin not. Why not? It's the same Kesef. They're just not the same Kesef. We learn Kesef, but not the same Kesef. That fits this Pnei Yehoshua. Now,
with number two, fit the Ramban that we learned in the first year, that, you know, that the whole thing is just Haskama and Kiddushin is the same as
Not necessarily, because he doesn't have to say the same as buying a cow. He just has to say that it's the same and that you both agree, and when you both agree, that has an effect. He doesn't necessarily say it's the same, he just says here's one common denominator. That one common denominator could be a technical denominator. Now, this, ties into perhaps a very fundamental hakira. Now, I'm going to discuss this famous machlokes achronim. It's important in and of itself, and it's also important in terms of this hakira. There's a famous machlokes achronim between the Sma and the Taz on the side of Shulchan Aruch Hoshe Mishpat. Right? The Sma is Rabbi Yeshua fought. He also wrote the Prish and Drish at the bottom of the Torah. He's actually, I'm fairly certain, he was the first Peirush on Shulchan Aruch. He was a generation older than the Taz and the Magen Avraham and the Shach and all the other famous Parshas of Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so the Sma writes, he says, we know a Sadeh, Karka, is nicknamed B'Kesef Shtar B'Chazaka. What does Kinyan Kesef mean by Karka? So the Sma says, the Sma says, Kiddushe Kesef by Karka is not a symbolic act. Kiddushe Kesef by Karka is an exchange of value. When I say Karka is nicknamed B'Kesef, it means I pay you the exchange, the value. You're giving me land worth $1 million, I pay you $1 million. doesn't it work for pruta? So he says, well, either if I'm buying land worth of pruta, or I'm buying a pruta, I'm paying part now and part later. But the pruta has to be part now. For example, if I said, I want to buy your house for 2.6 million shekel. Here's a dollar to seal the deal, and I'll pay you the 2.6 million shekel later. Or here's a shekel to seal the deal, I'll pay you 2.6 million later. That's not a valid kenyan, because I haven't paid you any price. I've just done a symbolic act. If I want the kenyan to work, what do I have to say? Here's a shekel now, I'll pay you 2.599999 million later, because I made part of the payment now. So you don't have to give the full price, but you at least have to give part of the price. That's the chiddush of the sma. So if here we have kenyan sada, or karka is what they usually use, but we'll use sada because of Ephron. So says the sma, the phrase used is kesef piraon. The kesef is the price. It's an exchange of value. Basically, if you had to express in Latin, what is the yesod of kenyan kesef, I'll leave it to the sma, what would you say? Quid pro quo, exactly. It's that I give you one thing in exchange for another thing. Right? That's the sheet of the sma. And the phrase that all the achron use for this sma is kesef piron. Right? The principle is quid pro quo, the principle exchange. That's a very basic svara principle. Right? The kesef is the price. The principle of kinyan kesef is exchange. The taz takes him on. The taz says no way. And again, there's an afkamina, right? I mean, you can imagine this coming up. Often people want to back out of real estate deals. Matter of fact, rabbis get shaylos all the time about backing out of real estate deals. Meaning, even if the law, obviously we live in a state where the laws are not necessarily al pi halacha for real estate deals. But someone comes with halacha shayla, you know, even if legally can, am I allowed to back out of a real estate deal? Okay, let's imagine that. The courts, right? You went to Beis Din, and they judged al pi halacha. So a guy wants to back out of the real estate deal. So they start examining the pirkei pratim, just like all courts would. Exactly what did you do? Exactly what did you sign? Etc. 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 And the guy said, "Well, we agreed on the price, and I gave him $1 and said I'll pay him the price later." The sma would say, "You can back out. You haven't done a kinyan yet. That's not a kinyan kesef." Because you gave him $1 besides the price. You weren't paying the price of the land. Okay? That's the sma.
So what is that dollar for the sma?
It's a ritual. It's a symbolic act.
Did I give...
I'll answer your question in a moment. The truth is, for the sma, that dollar is just shtus. But what you really meant to ask is, like, what did they think it was? Mm-hmm. So I'll answer that question in a moment. But it's better to ask that question according to the Taz, who says it works. The Taz argues, and the Taz says, no way. Says the Taz, the customer must if you bummer if only you can get that kind of code. Okay, the first time of the Taz I'm not going to get into now. He basically says, it's good to you can the Ramah 8 even later, then he doesn't think that way. It depends how you read the Ramah. He reads the Ramah saying it was only a symbolic payment, and yet it worked. The Sma would say, no, the Ramah was talking about when it was a real payment. Okay, but here's the more... I mean, that's... Okay, how do you read the Ramah? Here's the real svara, engine driving the Taz. Says the Taz, says, hold on a second. We learn Kenyan Isha from Kenyan Stay Ephron. I know, basically, says the Sma, my model is Stay Ephron. When Avram gave Ephron 400 shekel, was that a symbolic act, or was that the value of the karka? Clearly, it's the value of the karka, right? Avram gave, the karka's worth, bonagid, was worth 400 shekel, at least that what was claimed. Shuv Shalmikra probably wasn't worth 400 shekel. Ephron just wanted to rip Avram off a little. But for sake of, let's say they agreed it was worth 400 shekel. So Avram gave the prior value 400 shekel in exchange for the land. That's a good, what's his proof? Stay Ephron. His proof is there, Ephron. Seems like a good proof. What did the Taz say? The Taz says no. The phrase the Achronim used for this is, sorry, Kesef Kinyan. Meanwhile, meaning the Kesef is not the price. The Kesef is just a formal act. It's a formal mechanism. It's a formal act. Now, what does the Kesef do? You don't have time to ask according to the Taz. So you could say in two ways. You could say that it's just stam a ritual. Just stam a ritual. After all, we want to know whether you committed yourself or not. How do you know when someone committed himself? You pick a ritual and say, when you do this ritual, you commit yourself. And then the guy knows, if I did this ritual, if I'm ready to commit myself, I do this ritual. I mean, let's say we had said, when you drink a l'chaim, that's the kinyan.
The Muslim brotha would be.
Yeah, then they would know that. Why would it be a kinyan? Well, because once we say that's the ritual act, then everyone knows, don't drink a l'chaim until you're ready to commit yourself. So you could say it's just a ritual act, or you could say maybe even a little better, it's not that it's just a ritual act, it's that is that when you give the kesef, you're giving the kesef in exchange for the guy's agreement. Now, you're not paying for the land. You're giving a kesef saying, I'm giving you this money, and because I'm giving you this money, you're agreeing to commit yourself. So you are, as it were, buying the commitment, right? And when is the guy commit? If you get something for his commitment, not he's getting something on the land for the commitment. So you could take it either of those two ways. I think the lashon of
Rabbi, how can you say the first way? Because then theoretically you can still back out. If it's just a ritual,
once we make the ritual, you're bound by it. If I were to found a new country and say that whenever you eat an orange, that's if you cut an orange into 16 and eat it, then that's when you can't back out of the transaction. That would be a fair rule. Because anyone who ate the orange in 16ths, say, look, you knew that was blinding. Why'd you do it if you didn't mean it?
Yes, God.
Yeah.
But is ritual the right word to use?
Maybe not. You could think of a better word. You might have better vocabulary than I do. That's I do have a hobby, you know, like that. The notion of the sma, though, when he talks about what he doesn't agree with, sounds more like the second thing. He says, when he talks about what he doesn't agree with, he says, it sounds maybe like you're buying the commitment for the money, not that it's just stam a ritual, although it's hard to indict. So it's just a formal act, right? Either just a formality, or it is, one second, it is sort of buying commitment. You know, buying a commitment. After all, I give you this dollar, now you're going to be honest and straight with me, and you're with me. Right? Not that it's for the land. But either way, the point is, it's a somewhat of a symbolic act. It is not, you're not exchanging the money for the product. You'll pay for the product later. Now, of course, the Taz admits, I can give all the money like Avram did for Stay Ephraim. Meaning, I can give you the money and say, I also want it to count as the price. But the essential element is not the price. The essential element is just the symbolic act of the formal act of giving money. Now, the...
Aren't you charging the Bible stuff? I mean, if he was Matthew for Sutter now, after the king and guess it would be garbage.
Correct. So what you have to say is that once the fellow's committed, that's what makes the kinyan happen.
You pay minus that amount. You're not going
to
pay...
No, according to the Taz, love that. It depends what you say. And it might depend what the umdana is, meaning if I'm giving you $1,000, probably umdana, that I also mean it to count. If I'm giving you $1, the umdana is probably that I don't. Now, what's the Taz's proof? Taz's proof is
Kiddushin.
He says, after all, Kiddushin, Stay Ephron have to go together. Because kicha kicha. They're wedded, they're glued together by this Gzera Sheva kicha kicha. So, Kiddusha Isha, obviously you're not trading the money for the... Meaning, if I go and buy a field, then a regular person would probably usually say, this is the amount of money I think the field's worth. You get the money, I get the field, or even. When I get married, and I buy a ring, right, no one asks, well, this girl is worth this kind of ring, and this girl is worth that kind of ring. As a matter of fact, the other Avramah did not use a very fancy, expensive ring, right? We use a plain ring, etc. All right, the Kedusha Vepruta, right? They didn't have a ring in those days. It sounds like the Tanya Gemara, they used to use an actual pruta.
Who would marry a woman that only has a pruta anyway?
What?
Who would marry a woman that only wears a pruta?
So okay, that would depend on the economics of your... that's a good argument. But the point is, it's really true, meaning... Now, you know, again, I'm not an expert historian. I know different things happen in different periods. But certainly nowadays, we think about what's the exchange. The exchange is really the husband for the wife. She gets me as a husband, and I get her as a wife. And how do people really do this? They really do. Like, if the husband is worth more, he gets a wife that's worth more. I don't know how to measure this, and I don't know if we should be or we could be measuring it, but that's how people think, right? That's why. When they set up Shidduchim, they're like, okay, well, you have to have the same number of minuses in order to match each other. Right, like, you know, if you're deaf and you're lame, then you work together. You know, if you have a Tziyani brother and you have a Tziyani brother, then you go together, whatever it might be. And for sure, we set up rich people with rich people, etc. Even nowadays, we still do that. We just don't admit it. I don't know, I'm not a historian. If someone tells me, no, about 4,000 years ago, you know, they just bought women like they bought cows. I don't know, I wasn't around then. But let's assume that the Taz is right. Right? Says the Taz, no, by Kiddushei Kesef, obviously it's a symbolic act. Obviously you're not exchanging a ring you're not exchanging a ring. It's not like the ring is worth the wife. No, that's ridiculous, right? When we got married, none of us thought at all that, well, I paid 250 shekel for the ring. I think she's worth around 250 shekel. It's a valid, it's a good exchange. It's a good deal for all parties involved. It's an honest, fair deal. Every party's getting what they want. No, that's ridiculous. What do we think? We thought, I want to get married to her because there's a lot of big reasons behind that. And there's a lot of, you know, I said, that's why are we getting married? Whoa, you see the Kedusha involved, right? It's Kedusha, how are we acting Kedushously? What's the ring? The ring is you have to have a ritual of how to get married, so I give her the ring. And I say, I'm kadeshly bitabatzo. I don't mean tmura tabatzo. Bitabatzo. Okay, that's what the Taz says. You're not paying the value of the wife. And if you're not paying the value of the wife, then you're not paying the value of the field. So it must be that by a field is also symbolic. That's the taina of the Taz. Now, this is a fundamental hakira about the whole idea of kinyan kesef. And the Taz makes a lot of sense because we don't think of Kinyan Kesef as paying the value of the wife. What would the Sma say? Okay, we'll have to let the Sma defend himself. Right? So how much is Kinyan Kesef symbolic? How much is Kinyan Kesef based on the principle of quid pro quo, the principle of exchange? Now, how is the Sma going to defend himself? So that depends who you ask. Right? How do you defend the Sma? After all, the Taz has a good point. So how do you defend the Sma? How does he do? I mean, he has a good point from Stay Afro, but the Taz has a good point from, and what will the Taz do with Stay Afro? He'll say, yeah, I know it looked like, it was the price there, but just because it happened to be the price doesn't mean that's what was halach significant. It happened to be Avram gave Ephraim 400 shekel kesel v'relo soker, which was the price. But that wasn't halachly important. What was halachly important is just a formal mice of Nesinas kesef. And that's what we know from Kiddushin. How does this body defend himself? So here you have two different directions. The Avram Yiluim and the 20th century Ahron, which I put one very nice formulation on the sheet, the Ibn Azal. But if you looked at a lot of the other sort of quote-unquote Litvish Rosh Hashivas, they all say the same thing. Says the Avnei Miluim, within the Sma, what does the Avnei Miluim answer?
The money is for the essence of the Kiddushin. Is that okay?
I'm not sure. What is the Avnei Miluim answer? I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying that how does he defend the Sma?
You are paying something.
You are paying for the value in Kiddushin. Says the Avnei Miluim.
Yeah.
He says, he quotes the Sma, and then he quotes the Taz. Well, then he's not, you know, Sag, it's not a good kasha. Devad the Gabi Yisha Shivoi. There's value here also.
Yeah.
There's value here also. Kumavur Israeli is a strange raya. He's a Rush. The Rush says, I'm not going to get into it. I assume you got a chance to look at it. No, the Rush basically says that if I sell a Shtar Chov for a price, and then I mochel the Shtar Chov, I don't have to pay you the amount that says in the Shtar Chov, I have to pay you the price. That's the real point of the Rush, right? There's a rule that if I sell you a Shtar Chov and then mochel it, that dastardly underhanded tactic works. But not really, because then I have to repay you. So how much do I repay you? The face value of the shtar, we all know. You sell shtars not for face value.
Right.
Right, if I have a bond, you know, even a General Electric bond, even though they're a healthy company, the bond is for $100. I don't sell it for $100, I sell it for less. So he says you only have to pay back the less. So he says, for example, in Kiddushin, it's a deed from the Sugya, so I'm a Kaddish woman with a shtar and then a mochel, and I only have to pay back how much she paid for it. How much did she pay for it? Well, since Kiddushin were fruta, she only paid a fruta. So it's medayik, the Yevon Ozel medayik the opposite. But medayik the Yevon Ozel says, ah, we see that when I do Kiddushin, I am exchanging something. After all, he talks about a price in Kiddushin. So we see that Kiddushin is paying a price. That's what he's medayik for the Rush. Okay, not the strongest deal. But the Avnei Lum sheet is very clear. Mavur, the Kedusha Ishanami Shivoyhu. Omishamachi, which is Nami, Bator Shivoyhu. Vimikacha Pruta, we call me Shiva Kedusha, Mikacha Mamana. Right? And if I'm a Kaddisha with a Pruta, that's the value. And if I'm a Kaddisha with a Mana, that's the value. That's how he defends the Sma, says the Avnei Miluim. Kedusha. Kiddushin, or I mean Kiddushin Kesef, right? Obviously not Shtar Bia, is also paying value. Right? Kiddushin Isha, when I give her a ring, that's the value. What is it the value of is a little unclear. I mean, it's clearly not the value of the woman as a whole, because I'm not acquiring the woman as a whole, right? She's not my shifcha when I do kiddushin, but it's somehow the value here. He's not so clear.
So
from
the
other
value
places,
of,
he seems very.
But you meant the value of the marriage.
It's somehow
an abstract idea disconnected.
Somehow exactly
from
the value of this marriage. Again, not the value. He's not saying that I own my wife. He's
right,
very clear
saying
in many places not that way, and the Gemara is also clear in many places not that way. But he's saying, I am paying the value of this marriage, right? I'm getting something of value. I'm getting a wife. That's a valuable thing, right? If I told you that, if you have a kid who's single and for the 10,000 shekel, I guarantee to find them a wife.
Okay.
Then you would probably, depending on how old your kid was, you would very likely pay.
How you would
do
it.
Okay.
I'm willing.
So, there is a price. But don't, because I'm very bad at these things.
Okay,
I'm very good at talking about lumbus and stuff about Kiddushin. Actually, making Shidduchim is not one of my strong points. I don't have, that's why I work hard at Torah, because I need to get my gun in that way, not through the rumor of Kiddushin. But Kiddushin Kesef is also paying value. Okay, the value, you have to figure out what it's the value of, right? The value of what I'm getting out of this. And that is a big chiddush.
You're not getting anything out of it, though, immediately.
What?
You're not getting anything out of it immediately.
Doesn't have to be immediate. You know who...
You paying for the Ericsson that you don't have yet?
What do you mean I don't have yet?
You don't have Ericsson.
I have Ericsson.
I'm pursuing. Sorry.
It doesn't matter, but I'm going to.
You buy field in the winter, you're not getting anything.
Yeah. However, says the Evan HaAzel something different, which of course, based on the setup I gave here, we're all waiting for, right? And the Evan HaAzel and all the later Achronim, the Evan HaAzel says, no, the way to defend the Sma is not the Avnei Mimun's way. The Taz made an assumption here. Kiddushin, stay Ephron, Kiddushin Isha, same thing. Same thing, Kesef Kinyan. Avnei Mimun said, no, same thing, Kesef Hiron. The Evan Ozel says, that's a wrong assumption in the first place. You all think it's a real Gzeirah Shavah. You all think that it's a real equation that, at least for Kesef, Kiddushin Kesef is the same as Kinyan Kesef of Karka Niknes B'Kesef B'Shara Chazaka. Says that's not true. It's just a lima that the concept of Kesef is present in one case. The concept of the Kesef is present in the other case. But the Kesef's not doing the same thing, answers the Evan Hazel. He says, Kiddushin Isha is not parallel to Kinyan Sadeh. I know we learned from Zdei Ephron. We don't learn from Zdei Ephron as the same thing. We learned from Zdei Ephron that they both involve Kesef. But they involve Kesef in two different ways. When it comes to Kinyan Sadeh, that's done through Kesef Piraon. Nasati Kesef Sadeh Kach Mimeni. The Pashup Shot is, I gave you the value of the land. That's the story. But Kiddushin, that's Kesef Kinyan. That Kesef is just a formal role in making sure that you know what you're getting into and you're really committing yourself. It's a formal way of committing yourself. It's Kesef Kinyan. And he says, don't take Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron too seriously. It's not an equation. It's just a similarity in one of the props involved. This has a prop called Kesef, and this scene has a prop called Kesef. This scene has a prop called Kesef. But the scenes are doing two different things.
So I don't understand how the Ebon Nozel is a support for the Sma and not the Taz. The Kedushin is Kesef Kinyan.
Because the Taz says that Sud is also Kesef Kinyan. If, I will just summarize with a chart. Here we have, I'll summarize with the chart. Here we have Kinyan Sadeh, and here we have Kiddushin. Says the Sma, Kesef Piraon. Says the Taz, Kiddushin is Kesef Kinyan, and therefore Sadeh is also Kesef Kinyan. Says the Avni Miluim defending the Sma. No. This is Kesef Piraon, and this is Kesef Piraon. How can I say that, but says the Ebon Ha'azel defending the Sma? No, Kiddushin is Kesef Kinyan. Sadeh is Kesef Piraon, and they're not the same. They're just similar in terms of one of the objects involved, but they're not similar in terms of the principle of the procedure going on here. And that's why the whole point of the Taz was that not only Kiddushin is Kesef Kinyan, but he learns from the Sadeh is Kesef Kinyan. The Taz and Avnei Miluim make this a more serious. Here we have Taz and Avnei Miluim. And here we have Ebon Ha'azel. So this now we've seen two Chakiras. One Chakira is what is Kinyan Kesef even in a Sadeh? But whatever Kinyan Kesef is in a Sadeh, which is a very important Chakira, is Sadeh the same as, I'm even more interested in, or equally, is Sadeh the same as Isha? At least for Kedusha Kesef, for the Maslul of Kesef? Or no? They just share a word in common, and an object in common, but they're two different procedures. The Taz assumes same procedure. And therefore, it must be Sabbath. That when it's the same procedure, and you're really exchanging something. However, which we'll see is a chiddush according to the Avnei Miluim's own mahalach in life. However, the Ebon Ha'azel says, no, two different procedures like the Pnei Yoshua. One thing is a svara, meaning kesef piraon, and one thing is a chiddush, gzeiras hakasav, meaning kesef kinyan, a formal act. The, yes?
There's still a big difference between the Avnei Miluim and the Taz, because the Taz could actually be more similar to the Ritva. In the sense that it's not just a formal buying or something. Because once you say that Kinyan Kesef is even a
yes, it depends what you're asking. If you're asking what's the relationship between Sadeh and Isha, then the Taz and the Ebon were the same thing. If you're asking what is Kedusha Isha in the end,
right,
then the Taz and the Ebon Ha'azel were the same thing.
Right.
Right? So here, what you're pointing out is there's a big difference. The Taz says they're both symbolic, and the Avnei Miluim says they are both exchanges, right? That's what you mean to say. Correct. Okay. The, yes?
I mean, it's symbolic a little loose. I mean, because they, it's more like a video here. I mean, the Isha is Neseret al Kol HaOlam Kulo, not just because his intention. I mean, it's just the Shinui Gamra, the woman, as soon as she's and similarly with the Sada, when I give the Kesef, if you say it's Kesef Kinyan,
right,
I become the Bayan.
Right, okay, maybe by symbolic I don't mean just sort of, you know, cute and educational, etc. By symbolic I mean That I mean by symbolic, I just mean that it's not that two things trade places. It's just that we do one thing, and in the abstract, that causes something else to happen. Basically, what symbolic really means is that what's the principle here? Here, the principle is exchange. What's the principle of Kesef Kinyan? To me, it's obvious. The real principle of Kesef Kinyan is Das. What makes, according to the Sma, what makes Kiddush Kesef works? Well, A switches places with B. The Kesef switched with the Sadeh. According to the Taz, what makes Kinyan Kesef work? Ultimately, my Das. If I decide, my Das makes it work. But what? Really? How do we know? And what concretizes the fact that I really have this Das? If we do a symbolic act of Kesef, that shows that I really am committed, I really decided, I really want to transfer the ownership or transfer the status, change the status, etc.
Then you can do Halipi. That would just Das. It has to be Kesef. It has to be like more like Pidyon, I would say.
Okay, fair enough. If you want, you could say symbolic or formal. We can leave that as an open question for now. Okay, it is starting to get a bit late, but Zev, I want to just I'll point out briefly that a few words of Drush Agadta, etc., that the Kicha Kicha, how far to take Kicha Kicha, seems to be a very fundamental question. Does that change the way we look at everything? Does that at least change the way we look at Kedusha Kesef? Or that's really a very small technicality, which is irrelevant to the nature of Kedusha Kesef? If it's really a small technicality, then you're always left with questions of diukim and drush, etc. Why are we learning the technicality here and not there? And there's always room, you know. But ultimately, it's just the technicality of Kesef. It's really the same. If it's really the same, then we're really saying these are two similar transactions. It's interesting to ask, like, why would the Torah, especially if it's more substantive, compare Isha to Sadeh? And here, we could take it in different ways, hashkafically. Again, you could say it's not a very serious comparison, so don't make a big deal out of it hashkafically. But if it is more of a comparison, so you can take it in different ways hashkafically. Rav Hirsch is very bothered by this, living in the modern world. And he says one way to take it hashkafically is not in the modern world. Is that just like a sadeh is a really useful thing to own, and you know, you plant seeds and it grows things, etc., and it gives you a whole parnassah, etc. So too, you get a wife, also you plant seeds and she grows things. Right? It's a very valuable neches, very valuable thing to have. You build a home on it. Okay, that's one way of looking at it. Rav Hirsch says no. Rav Hirsch says it's interesting that we don't learn Kinyan Isha from Kinyan of Karka or Sadeh Bechlal, right? But specifically from the story of Avram and Shnei Ephraim. And here you can take it two different ways, one of which is very matir for a person he says, and one of which is very not matir for a person he didn't say, right? Rav Hirsch was not, okay, if from perhaps a very strongly Zionist point of view, which we would not expect to find in Rav Hirsch, he was not from the strongest Zionists around. But one could say, we're not comparing Kinyan Isha to real estate deals, right? There are wheeler dealers who make a lot of money in real estate. Right? They flip real estate, or they invest in real estate. No, investing in real estate, that's business. We're not comparing a wife to business. We're comparing a wife to Avram buying Marisa Machpelah. What is Avram buying Marisa Machpelah? Not what Rav Hirsch says, but one way, Avram buying Marisa Machpelah, you think that was a real estate deal? Anyone tell me just, pshut to Shomikra. What is the point of this story of Avram buying Marisa Machpelah in Jewish history? It's okay, kever, something. It teaches the importance of burial, etc. Yeah, but I think it's more than that. It's Eretz Yisrael. It's Aaron's Kenyan and Eretz Yisrael, right? This is the Jews' Kenyan and Eretz Yisrael. It all starts from here, right? It's on Ger B'Toshva Anochi Machem Tnuli. Achuzas kever. He doesn't say Tnuli kever. They had already offered him a kever. If you read the psukim carefully, this whole debate, they said, we'll give it to you. He'll said, no, I want to buy it. Why does he want to buy it? Okay, so some of the historians say, well, in the ancient Near East, that was the lashon they used to use. If you go to some Arab shuks, still you have to say, I'll give it to you, and you have to say, I want to buy it, and it's just like a weird lashon they used. No. It's that they said, sure, we'll give you a kever, do whatever you want, meaning you're an honored guest. Nisil kevatam socheinu. You're an honored guest, of course we'll help you. We're your hotel. We'll give you a concierge, whatever you want. What does Arabi say back to them? He says, I don't want a hotel and a concierge. I want to build my home here. I want to be a balabayas. I don't want to bury Sarah. I want achuzas kever. I want this land to be my achuza. I want a homeland. And how do you start a homeland? A homeland is, right, where your ancestors are resting. Right? So that's the debate here. And that's why they don't want to take the money. As long as they don't take the money, they'll say, oh, we're gracious hosts. He's a guest in our house. We don't take money. He says, I want to pay the money. Because if I pay the money, then now you're not doing me a favor paying the money. It's really mine. Right? So you could say, this is the link between Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Is Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael real estate? Or is Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael an existential bond? Right? Is Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael a deep spiritual connection? So obviously we believe. And you don't have to be a Zionist to believe this. you just have to be a Frumyid. That Eretz Yisrael is not real estate. If you had said Avram went and did a great business deal in Turkey, that would be one thing. But Eretz Yisrael is part of our spiritual essence. Why did Avram buy Ma'aras HaMachpelah? Remember, they offered it to him for free. Why did he do Kesef from Ma'aras HaMachpelah? He says, no, this is not just stam. This is something which I want to be so connected to, I want to sacrifice, I want to pay for it, right? I want to be machshavit. So by Avraham paying the kesef for Shtei Ephron, he was showing how Eretz Yisrael for him is not just real estate. It's not just real estate. Eretz Yisrael for him is an eternal spiritual bond. Okay, that's a great place to learn Kedusha from, right? What do we learn from here? That kesef is not just a way of doing business deals. Kesef also is a way of forging a spiritual bond and an existential connection. So that's maybe what we learned from Shtei Ephron, the Eretz Yisrael angle. Rav Hirsch takes a different angle, not the Eretz Yisrael angle, but he has a different read on this parsha. He doesn't read the parsha that it's mostly about. Sarah happened to die. But it's mostly about Avram's connection to Eretz Yisrael and how he relates to who's the Bible of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Hirsch reads this in a different way. He reads this, that this is really about Avram's connection to Sarah. It's about Avram wanted to give Sarah the maximum cover that he could. And the maximum cover that he could is not to say, oh, we'll give you a guest spot at the cemetery, etc. The maximum cover that he could is to get the most special burial place for Sarah Machpelah. It would not be unreasonable to assume that Avram had some special spiritual insight that maybe everyone else didn't have, and he knew that there was something unique about Ma'aras HaMachpelah, which was not just a regular cemetery plot, and was befitting of someone like Sarah Imenu. And Avram said, I want to give the maximum cover for my wife, and I don't care how much it costs. Avram Mir Shekel Kesem over the Socher. Again, I'm not a historian, but I don't know, between the time of Avram and the Hittites and the time of Moses in the desert, what changed in inflation, I don't know. But if you assume that, we can look at prices in the Tanakh, in the Torah, and compare them, even though, again, a few hundred years elapsed, then we know 400 shekel kesef el socher is a tremendous amount, right? Zerah chomer sorim hamishim shekel kesef. A really big field, you can get a parnasa out of is worth 50 shekel kesef. Right? It's and this was a cave. To us, Ma'aras HaMachpelah cave. The UN had all debates about who owns this cave. To us, it sounds like obviously this cave is worth more than all of Indiana. But in the days of Avram, it was a cave. The caves aren't worth a lot of money. Good flat fields are worth money. It was a cave. It was nothing. And here, Avram wants to rip him off in charge of Avram and Shekel Kesef. And what did Avram say? He said, for the covenant of my wife, it's worth anything. It's worth sacrificing all the money in the world. And what is Avram saying here in Shtei Ephron? He's saying marriage is not just a ephemeral, temporary bond between two people. I like living with you, you like living with me, we'll have a fun time together. No, even after Sarah's dead, marriage is something that transcends the physical aspects of living together, right? Sarah's dead. I'm burying her. Nonetheless, she's worth all the money in the world to me. It's teaching you what the commitment of marriage is, what the bond of marriage is. The bond of marriage is very far from quid pro quo. I'll take out the garbage for her, and she'll, you know, cook dinner for me. No, it's Chesed Shelemes. She's already passed away. It's that the most important thing in my life is her. And I will sacrifice anything, even just to give her a kavod that she's not even looking at. Her guf is not even alive to notice. Chesed Shelemes. That is what marriage means, or if her says, that's what we learn from the Stay Ephraim. We learn Stay Ephraim not because buying a wife is a business dealing, because precisely we find the one king in Sada in Tanakh, which is very, very, very far from a business dealing, which teaches us, this king in Sada teaches us how precious the relationship of husband and wife is, and how precious a wife is to a husband. And that's why we learn Kedusha Kesef from there. And he says, look, when you buy something. What does it mean to buy something? It means to sacrifice for something because it's so precious. And that's what you have to do if you want a wife. So just in terms of the realm of Hashkafa, what do we do with this comparison between Stay Ephron, I know we discussed in Lundus, Stay Ephron and Kedusha Kesef? We could use the Lundus to neutralize the Hashkafa. Like, not everything is exhaustively significant. Even up in Lundus, it didn't really mean it. It just meant Gilu Milsa of Kesef, so don't make a big deal of it. But if we do understand there is Hashkafic significance, you can take it in the direction of Rav Hirsch's accusers and say, that shows that Jews think that marriage is just another business dealing, because you know how those Jews are with their businesses. But that's not what we believe. We believe that Hashem was clever enough, he could have put this connection into between King and Sada and Isha in many parshas in the Torah if he had so desired. He's clever enough, he could have put Gzeres Shavah anywhere. He chose to specifically put it in Stay Ephron, because Stay Ephron is about the bond between Jews and Eretz Yisrael, which is transcendent and spiritual, and so too the bond between husband and wife, or as Rav Hirsch says even more directly, Stay Ephron, he's buying Eretz Yisrael, but he's buying Eretz Yisrael for his wife. Stay Ephron is telling you how much a husband is committed to his wife. And that's what we learn in Kedushin, when a person gives his wife Kesef, because that's what we learn from Stay Ephron. He's supposed to remember from there that he should be as committed to his wife and value his wife as a precious, and think his wife is as precious as Avram did in the story of Stay Ephron to Sarah.
And then we wrote that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the same thing on this day of Hanameel in Yirmiyahu to show how precious the connection is between us and him.
Correct. One could definitely extend it there. Okay, we'll have to stop here, even though we didn't get to everything on the Makorah sheets yet. What I want to come back to next time is, if you notice, I tried to stick to Kedusha Kesef today. What's the relationship in Kesef? Next time, I want to go on to the last part of the Makorah sheet, which is general Kedusha. In general, do we look at Kedushin as a Kenyan, or do we not look at Kedushin as a Kenyan? It has a Lashon of Kenyan, but it also has a Kedushin Lashon, as we noticed on the Gemara and on the days. What is the relationship between husband and wife based on this idea of Kenyan Kedushin? I'll add some more recourse to this, and we'll we won't go on in the Gemara next time. I apologize that, usually I wouldn't want to go for Shiurim and not even get to the next blot. But, okay, yeah, it's the beginning. We have to clarify some yisodos, even if those yisodos are all over the place. So if anyone wants to get started on the next Makoros, This is not a complete copy, but you can take it, and it has a few things that I want to talk about, and I'll send out a proper copy later, Amir Zashem.
Thank you.
Seth, you got the board?
I think we did this already. There wasn't anything added so far.
Okay. Sorry.
How prepared are you?
So that's not so clear. The Rebbe thinks that the real Zereshava they should have gotten one for us. And therefore, the number one.
That was the most important.
You are going to skip the Zereshava. They don't know, but it's still a question.
It is the same word.
It is the same word, right? So it's very subtle. It's not so clear. The words don't have to be exactly like that, but I think the Rebbe would say, no, it's not just the words are not exactly like that. Here's the word. Here's the word. The kicha is not used about levitas. The kicha is used. So I think it might be a judgment coming out of a judgment point, which makes sense. Whatever, it's still close enough. Or do you say no? Think about it. Kicha, kicha. Ephraim takes the money, and a man takes a wife. Just like Ephraim takes the money by like putting his pocket in his home, you should take a wife by shaking your hand for your own. He doesn't pay money for the money, right? So we shouldn't pay money for a wife. So that's the Ritva's second objection. Whereas therefore, no, it's more of a Ritva that money is involved. But you could say, no, even though, you know, in that exact comparison, basically the question is, when you have a Tzir Shabbat, but the exact comparison doesn't work. Do you say, okay, so take the Tzir Shabbat around it, and therefore don't compare to everyone taking the money, but compare to everyone. Or do you say... So that, I think, is the Machlokes. Yeah. And, you know, I know, maybe this, if you go through every Tzir Shabbat Shas, there were books about, you know, there are people who write books about it. All the good books, exactly all the sub-rules. I'm not so such an expert in those books. But, you know, maybe someone can do some more research.
Doesn't the Gemara sometimes reject Tzir Shavos based on the fact that the word's not the same word?
Usually not. Usually the Gemara says it's not the same word, but it doesn't matter. You can still make the Tzir Shavos. But that's a little different because the point of the Ritva here is not that it's not the same word, it's that it's not the same
context.
Not the same
thing. Right.
Right. Not the same word seems to be acceptable in the Gemara. The principle of that is Zehu Shiva Zehu Bia. We learn Zer Shav Mu'uvaha Kohen to Veshav HaKohen by the bias Menuga, that's around. And if Veshav and Uba are considered Zer Shava, even though they're not the same word, but they are in the same context.
I remember a Gemara on front row where it was. That an Amora comes and throws it and says, no, don't learn Zer Shava from there because it's the wrong word. There's like a Shabbat, and learn it from this word instead because there the words are exactly the
same. Okay, that's different. Already the Gemara points out that when you have two options, then you pick the more exact option. That's before
that's the Gemara also.
But that's only when you have two competing options.
Okay, but here there's no other choice here, material, right. So we, okay.
I think I hear what you're saying. Shiva. But the question is, what does he mean by Shiva?
Right.
So then he says, he calls this Rush. Usually not be Shiva.
I just realized I left the recorder. I hope no one said anything incriminating.